I'm actually with Steph today. It's like these ideas in my mind, but nothing concrete, nothing put into one spot. So, Father, we just lift our eyes up to you. We lift our hearts up to you, Father. I look for you to provide the words, provide what you want to say today, Father. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Amen. Amen. So we've been talking a lot about hearing the Word of God, the testimony of Jesus, proclaiming it to other people, going out and doing what God wants us to do. We hear a lot about revival. One thing I want about youth group is I'd like to have youth group change so they're on the Wednesday before I preach, because there's usually a lot of good stuff in youth group that I can preach on that following week. Get 2 weeks, I forget it. But we are at a point of God pouring out His Spirit. Is it more or is it less than the past? I think it's the same. I think His Spirit pours out the same from beginning of eternity to the end. But revival is our hearts are tuned to that Spirit. Our hearts are listening to what God has said. You know, we talked about being reconciled with God. Being reconciled with God, not from our own doing, but from His doing. He does the reconciliation. Be reconciled to God and allow Him to change our lives. Being reconciled with God means that our debt's paid. We have no more past to deal with. Forgetting what is behind, we press on towards that goal to which Christ has called us heavenlyward. What I'm saying these things for is to sort of set the stage of how God works with us and how God wants to revive us and to revive those around us. God's Word is our means of nutrition. God's Word is our means of finding out what God has in our lives. It is our source that we pull what He desires for us in. The Holy Spirit is the source that gives us light to illuminate what God has pulled into us through His Word. And I think that's best illustrated by a tree, by a fruit tree. In Galatians 5, it said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these things, there is no law. So what do I bring up fruits for? Well, fruits are what trees produce. Fruit is what is produced in trees, not by the tree's own desire, but what the tree is made to do. The tree sucks up nutrients from the ground, and fruit is produced, not by its own will, but by the will of Him who made the tree, in the kind that the tree was made for. We are to go down and put our roots down into the Scriptures, put our roots down into the Word of God, put our roots down in what God has told us in His Word, matching to what's in His Word, not what some commentary says, what God's Word says, but what God's Word says, and it's written. It's a canon that was written long ago and has remained true to this day. Nothing added, nothing taken away, as in Revelation at the end. It is what nourishes us, what makes us strong. We grab that nutrients from the soil of God's Word, and we take it into our branches, we take it into our trunks, and it goes up into us. But that's not all we need. We need the light of God's Spirit, The light, as in a tree, the light of the sun causes photosynthesis. And that light then converts those nutrients to sugars. It converts what God's word has given us into action. That light is what helps produce the fruit. It's God's word, God's spirit, that produces the fruit in us. And the fruit that we look at is the fruits of the Spirit. What is the use of the fruits of the Spirit? It's for others to eat. It's for others to partake and revive them for their weakness, for where they're failing, where they need help. We all need help at times. We all can't do it by ourselves at times. And it takes others to join in and help with that. Colossians 4, 2 through 6. We have our fruits. We have what God does to us to produce that. We have His word to look in the mirror and see what we're supposed to be like. But what do we do with it? It says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I'm in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer everyone. God puts us in situations in order for us to proclaim His words. Mentioned by Paul, he was in chains in Philippians. But if it wasn't for those chains, those prison guards would have never heard the gospel. He seized the opportunity. He seized the chance to proclaim God. Called this carpe diem. I don't know if you ever heard that, if you've seen the Dead Poets Society. That was one of the terms they used. It's Latin. Carpe diem means seize the day. Seize the day, boys, is what they said on that. Make the most of the opportunities that are granted to you. What you think or may be a glitch in the road or a nuisance, God will use for His glory. One of the examples of that, I've been getting a ton of spam calls, and I don't answer them. I didn't answer them. Mia said to answer them certain ways that I'm not going to say. Pretty much Jake's Mule Barn or This is Pizzeria or something like that. And I actually answered the phone once, was going to say it, and I couldn't say it. I'm like, God, what are you saying to me? What are you doing? And then we had youth group, and it kept on building in me. And it thought, seize the day. This opportunity is probably God directing somebody to hear the message. So next time they called, I answered the phone. They gave me this whole spiel about how Medicare and how I can save with Medicare. God gave me the words. He called me Becky too. But I said, I pretty much told him, you know, Medicare is fine. It can help you in this world, but you're still going to die. What's going to happen after you die? I know someone that can save your life and give you everlasting life in Christ. And I started sharing Christ with them and asked them if they knew Christ. And they said yes. They said, I know Him. Then I proceeded to pray for them, that God would fill their spirit, would revive their soul. It was an opportunity that most often I would feel annoyed, mad, and want to just hang up on them and say, go away. But God stilled my heart and said, those are not annoyances. Those are opportunities. Getting called out in the middle of the night for a sick dog is an opportunity to minister. And I sometimes forget that. I just get mad. But it is. And I've had some good conversations in the middle of the night with clients. This is a new step for me, talking to spam callers. Sort of looking forward to people calling me now. The number of spam calls has gone way down. And I'm not sure why. But that's what God wants. God wants us to seize those opportunities that we feel are annoyance, that we feel are a bother to us. A bother to us. I know it's a simple message today, and it's one that I think we all need to hear, because so often we don't take time to see those opportunities. Keith Green, I don't know if any of you know Keith Green or not. He was a singer back in the day, back in the 70s, 80s. Many of you around weren't even around during his time period. But he was one of the founders, or the beginning of the contemporary Christian music. His life was one of a lot of struggles. They were trying to make him into a teen idol star. He started performing at a young age, 8, 9, 10, 11. He had gotten 11 years old. He'd gotten a contract, a 5-year contract to sing on Decca Records, and he wrote songs. He had written 40 songs by then. And in his life, he knew there was a lot of searching. There was, in his spirit, he knew that something was missing. He knew that there was more out there than what was here on earth. And he stumbled and he fell, and he was going down the wrong path. And it seemed like everything he did, even though he could sing and had these great talents, it never went over. It never progressed to where he got big deals, where he became famous. Donny Osmond came out, and he was the poster child of songs. But because of that, God had used him, had broken him, had brought other Christians into his life, Randy Stonehill and some others that you may recognize, names of the older crowd here. And finally, he gave his heart to Christ. He gave his heart to Christ, and it changed everything. His music changed. His heart changed. If you know anything about Last Day Ministries, he sang songs, but more often, he was feeding people off the streets. He was helping lonely pregnant women that got lost and just lost their way. Drug addicts. His house always had somebody in them. But in his songs, he saw that. He would sing out, "Do you see? Do you see all the people sinking down? Do you care? Do you care? Are you going to let them drown? How can you be so numb not to care if they come? You close your eyes and pretend the job is done. Oh, bless me, Lord, it's all I ever hear. No aches, no hurts, no one sheds one tear. But Christ, he cries, he weeps, he bleeds, and he cares forever their every need." That's where we need to be, church. If we want to see revival, if we want to see God move, we need to suck the nutrients from the ground. We need to soak in his spirit. We need to let our fruit ripen on the tree. Let him do it. And then seize every opportunity that comes our way to proclaim the goodness of God. The God who created the stars and called them by name. If you look into the science things, there are billions upon trillions are finding more and more, but yet God called them in existence, knows them by name. He knows every one of us by name. He knows everyone he wants to reach by names, and our job is just to reach them and to give him the glory. Father, help us this week. Help us, Father, to open our eyes. Open our eyes and not pray with our eyes shut, but have our eyes open to what you're doing, what you're proclaiming. Let us seize the day. Father, next time when we have a disruption in our lives, next time when we think something is going wrong, Father, let us say, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to minister here to this person? Because I know it is from you. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.